This is RSB and the Update, episode 222, recorded Thursday, September 17th, 2009. Long-winded diseases. Hello, everybody. It's just me and my favorite English lad named Mr. Brad Woodward here with me
today. We started 3 seconds early. It is a man.
Yeah, Brad's overly happy about that. But most of the times when we don't start early, it's just because of things that are out of our control. Anyways, say hello to Brad.
I have this really bad image of a person sitting listening to this, and when you saying say hello to Brad, them going hi Brad seems really
okay. Yeah. Well, if you don't want to say hello to Brad, you can head over to the UK and get a train to Gloucester and then
Gloucester,
try and find
dumbass.
It. Oh, Gloucester, who cares? Anyways, so we should get going. I don't have an elaborate introduction for you this week because, well, I don't know, everybody knows you by now. So just read up more about him on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. User ID number 1256.
Woo! 1256.
But I'm number two.
Who's number one?
The anonymous user.
Right. Mike's number three, isn't he?
Yeah. So anyways, I'm sorry about that, but yes.
Anyway,
we're going to try and do this with the least amount of comedy possible so I don't end up having a coughing fit and suffocating myself. So
that's my aim for today's show, ladies and gentlemen, to try and kill Shane via a coughing fit.
The Living Rock Caverns. Basically, as Jagex describes this, I put the wrong link into something else, but that's okay. Following meltwater from Ice Mountain, coupled with some rather over-enthusiastic dwarven mining, has opened up an entrance to what the dwarves have named the Living Rock Caverns. This previously sealed-off area offers a rich source of ore for the dedicated miner, plus two new species of fish for the keen angler.
Woo!
That's you, isn't it?
Yay.
Requirements for this dungeon, they say, based on everything you can do there. You need 85 fishing to bait the cave fish, 90 fishing to bait the rock tail, 73 mining to mine the rock remains, 77 mining to mine concentrated coal deposits, 80 mining to mine concentrated gold deposits, 88 cooking to cook the cave fish, and 93 cooking to cook the rock tail. And of course, having level 120 plus combat would be ideal to fight them.
But I actually went there earlier today. I know Shock Horror and me actually going and trying out a new update for the benefits of this show. The monsters are exceedingly weak.
Okay.
I mean, I went there in, I'm level combat 106, and I went there in full Guthan with a whip and the obsidian shield. And I had like 10 monkfish with me, and I didn't need to use any of them. They literally hardly hit me, and they died pretty quick.
Wow. From this map, there's also a bank there, is that correct?
Yeah, well, not a bank, there's a deposit thing. You can deposit,
okay.
So it's, you know, so it makes it a viable fishing spot.
Okay.
So you don't have to make long trips back to Falador Bank.
Experiences?
Hang on a second, I wrote it down. I should have opened that before we started. Anyway, the cavefish give 300 fishing experience, 214 cooking experience. That's slightly strange. Usually cooking experience is greater than fishing, but anyway. Cooked ones heal 20 hit points, and they boost a random combat skill by 2 points.
Oh.
Interesting. The rocktail, 380 fishing experience, 225 cooking experience. They heal 23 hit points with a possibility of gaining 10 hit points higher than your normal hit points level.
Okay. So overall, is it worth it to go there and fish these things and then cook
them? Yeah, I didn't actually have enough time to... obviously, they're useful on their own merits as a combat or a potentially PvP food. But I also saw a video which claimed that the cavefish was actually one of the best experience gains per hour in RuneScape for fishing. And I didn't do any testing myself because I didn't have time, but I can believe that personally, because I'd say they're probably faster than sharks, and they give 300 experience, and they require 85. I couldn't get my head around it. It seems like they catch very sporadically, I found. I fished for about 10 minutes, and sometimes you can go, 2 minutes without fishing one at all, and then you can catch 10 in 1 minute. It's crazy. You seem to get like... But yeah, I'd say experience-wise, certainly, they're certainly good food, and the price at the moment seems to be just slightly higher than sharks, which makes sense. For the rocktail, that is.
What were you saying about you need mining level to mine the ore or whatever?
For the cavefish, you just need, which requires level 85 fishing, the cavefish you just need a standard rod and bait, which you can get from any fishing shop. The rocktail, you actually need living mineral, I think it's called, which you mine from the corpses of the monsters in the cave. You need 73 mining to mine them, and I think you get between 3 and 15 living minerals per corpse.
Okay. I don't suppose you know the mining experience on that.
No, I don't know the mining experience on that. Because I don't have 73 mining to be able to do it.
Yeah, we're rather poor miners here. I'm only level 71.
I'm 70. That's why I couldn't test how fast the rocktail were. I'd imagine they might be similar to shark speed, given that cave fishing to be slightly faster.
Okay. So, what are you going to rate this out of 5?
Just another interesting thing. There was a little dwarf down there in the cave, and I thought it was interesting, because being in a cave like that, there's a chance he may have had pneumo-ultra-microscopic psilovolcanosis, Being in an underground cave like that with all the dust and everything.
Yeah, I'm not going to laugh at that, but I know what you're referring to.
It wasn't
to.
A joke. It's an observation.
I know, but it's sort of funny because, it's that word that we talked about on that topic.
God damn it, you saw that.
Yeah, I did. He showed it to me.
Aren't you impressive how I managed to work it in?
Yeah.
I thought that was quite good because I said to anybody still in the dark on RuneWire, which is a Twitter-like thing that is at RSBNB runs. I made a post yesterday saying that I wanted people to suggest a really long word that I had to legitimately use on the update. And one, I believe, King Cola posted was pneumo-ultra-microscopic silico-volcanosis, which is, according to Wikipedia, a fictitious word meaning a lung disease caused by the inhalation of very fine dust. And so that's what my mission was, to try and get it into today's show.
I'm not going to say what that is because I forgot how to say it, but I'm pretty sure I don't have that.
I was saying the dwarf down there would.
I know,
the dust.
But I'm saying I'm sure I don't have that.
But anyway, sorry. Yes, continue with what you were saying because I aced that.
Rating?
I'll give it a 4 because. The new fish are nice, useful food, useful for PvP or just general combat. It's sort of branching up one of the skills to higher levels. It's nice to have a high level fish that, you don't have to go to the trawler for and get a load of people up together. Downsides, I don't like the fact you have to mine the bait. It's slightly different, but I just find that slightly annoying. Being somebody who has 99 fishing but only has 70 mining, I'll have to get those 3 mining levels because that will annoy me. Overall, it's a good update.
Okay. Are you going to do those 3 mining levels with a dragon pickaxe?
Why would I waste money on a dragon pickaxe?
That's a good question. But anyways, that's that. This next update is objectives and advisors, which is what that little signpost thing was. Actually, before we go on to this, the update came out really early. Really early.
What time?
11 a.m. Jagex time.
Your time or my
Jagex
time?
Jagex time.
That's the time the updates used to come out, I remember, when I played regularly. They used to come out, just before midday.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they might have had a bug in this one in the release code. That's why they had to delay it until Thursday, because you think, when was the last time we had a Thursday update?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was surprised when I got up this morning and checked the forums and had a PM from you telling me to check this update.
So,
but
bugs, yeah, probably.
It was probably intended to go Tuesday or Wednesday, but...
Yep. Anyways, the objective system is that now a little signpost thinger in the bottom that we all saw in the leaked pictures. Basically, what this allows you to do is set an objective for yourself to work towards. They can be randomly generated, or you can pick one.
You go into the quest log, don't you? And you can right-click on quests, yeah, or you can right-click on skills.
That's right. And if you pick a random one, they are really quite random. Ones I got was to, like, for instance, get a summoning level because it's my lowest skill, raise mining because it's my lowest, or get a fishing level, or, pretty much just anything,
I think,
really.
I'm not sure if this is a bug or if this is just poor design, but on my screen of the 6 random objectives it's given me, I have increased summoning from 39 to level 42 twice, and then I have another one that's increased summoning from level 39 to level 40.
I think it's just you.
I don't see why it's got the same skill 3 times.
I didn't get... Mine were fine. They weren't duplicates. So...
Another thing I did notice, which you can't do, is you can't set experience-related goals. Like, you can't set a goal for a 99 skill, which would have been good.
Oh, you can set a goal for a 99 skill.
I can't. Set objective, and it says your skill level is 99. You cannot set
objectives. Oh, I thought you meant set one to become 99.
No, to... You know, once you've got 99, to say I want to get 20 million experience.
Yeah, I know. I was going to set that up because I want to get 25 million farming experience, but it wouldn't let me.
But the bar is quite nice. It's,
yeah, it is.
You know, it's just the objective, and it gives you a little progress bar. And I also like that because I actually have mine currently set to get 73 mining just because I was testing it out. And it says, if you hover over the bar, it gives you the current XP you have, your goal XP, and then how much you're still missing to that goal, mm-hmm, which I think is nice. I mean, how much total XP you still need to get to achieve it.
Yeah. Also, they say it was originally designed for new players who are bogged down by the vast array of things to do in RuneScape, and they needed something to focus on.
I think it's a good idea. I'm a pretty goal-orientated person.
Me too.
Probably where I like MMORPGs, but... It's good. It's good to just have something there which tracks it for you rather than just thinking in your head.
Yeah. But if you want to track it on your own, track more than one, for example, you can go to rsbnb.com, and we have goal signatures under the signatures tab, and you can create a whole large amount of those to use.
And you can use RuneWire to, you know, keep a diary of your levels. Hey.
Yeah, so we got the entire solution, you know?
Yeah.
There's just something
Jagex Twitter account refuses to pay us our dues.
There's just something really that kind of was annoying that Chief and me were talking about last night.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
Okay. So, you know, in the objective system, it has its own button to click, right?
Yeah.
And we have the notes thing that you can, like, make a whole bunch of, like, 30 notes, right?
Yeah.
What they really should have done here was keep the notes system the way it is and then add a new button called Add Objective in there so that you can type in a description of the objective and then set it the same way you do now, either randomly by giving you one that's generated by the game or one that you pick. And then once you hit save, it'll save that as the name. And then if you hover over it, it'll say the amount of experience you still need, and if you click on it, it will go into that same kind of window with the progress bar and everything. So you can have multiple objectives.
Not a bad idea, but seeing as how Jagex actually said the initial idea or the initial concept behind this was to give new players something to do so they wouldn't feel confused by the many number of things to do, then surely allowing multiple objectives is sort of detrimental to that rather than...
Well, you could disable it, you know.
I don't know. I think it's fine as it is. I mean, I personally would never really use notes in RuneScape if I actually wanted to make
a note. But you would use notes if you use them as objectives.
So you're suggesting that rather than a separate tab, it was merely implemented with
the within notes the system. Notes tab.
Yeah, possibly, but I don't know. It's not a bad idea, but I don't think it's terrible. It has its own tab. I mean,
and then,
I prefer from being logged in to just have one click to view my objective than having to click on notes and then click on that objective.
Well, you could save it so if you click on the notes, you can have it always open up your active objective, you know? Like if you're doing agility, for example, it'll open your agility objective. If you're doing mining,
it'll
open your mining objective.
But you'll have to set that as your active objective.
No. It'll do it based on the experience you're getting, because you know in Quick Chat, there's an option that shows you which is the last experience you got.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'd use something like that.
I don't know. I don't see a problem with the way it is, as it is.
And then what they would also do is they'd allow it to post to RuneWire your progress when you get a new level.
Okay, now you are just straying into the world of fantasy.
Okay. I knew the first part would be believable, but I wasn't so sure about the second part.
Well, seeing as it's a browser-based Java game, to be able to get some sort of RuneWire application within it would be impressive.
Okay. New tutorial and advising system. What do you think of this?
I've not tried the new tutorial, but I'd imagine it's very much stripped down.
Yeah, basically, there was the Lumbridge guides and everything before, like the tutors and
They did say, and I did notice yesterday, Lumbridge did look awfully cluttered, didn't it?
Yeah. So there's they've ended up basically defining a starting area, which includes Lumbridge, Drainer Village, and Varrock. Basically, these are the areas that the new players will be in, and then if they're wanting help, they'll play the game and then run into a problem. So what they do now is there's this little question mark up by the logout button, which looks horribly out of place, if I must say so myself.
Where would you put it?
I don't know. But anyways, you click that, and then basically it goes into the same sort of thing that the old tutors would have talked to you about.
Okay. So, that's a better system, really.
Yeah, it is.
And able to access it anywhere.
And it enables people to learn by doing, which is the best way to learn.
Yes.
And they say that they call an experienced player in that area of level 60. Players with a total level of 60 and below will need to confirm that they really do wish to leave the starting area.
Clever system.
They've also made other changes. Let's see. Lumbridge was rather cluttered, as you said, so most Lumbridge tutors and the Lumbridge money-making features have been removed from the game. That's interesting. I wonder where they put the Lumbridge guide. Because he's needed for Recipe for Disaster,
They probably left him, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know. But they moved the air altar to southwest of Varrock, next to the River Lum. It's the same distance from Varrock's west bank as it used to be from Falador's east bank. A new fishing shop to Lumbridge.
That also changed just to interject the thing about the air rune altar changed the Falador achievement diary, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It's now mind runes that you need to craft, 140 mind runes simultaneously instead of 196 air runes. Tanner set up shop in southwest Varrock. Pottery opened in Drainer Village. And a new bridge has been built over the River Lum next to the Champions Guild. And goblin and now giant spiders have slightly improved drop levels, drop tables. That was from Paul. Okay. Anything else on objectives and advisors, Brad?
Nothing else to add.
Time for some tweaks and fixes. Okay. Chatbox carrot. Basically, they let you move through the chatbox now, so if you press shift and the arrow key, your cursor will move, and you can adjust typos, which is good, because they never had something like that before. It was really annoying to have to try and adjust stuff you typed, eh?
Yep.
Player own house room increase limit to 32.
Woo, two more rooms.
Yeah. Dragon pickaxe is now shared by the coin share system if you're fighting those on a loot share world.
Interesting.
They've removed more delays, like, for instance, running and drinking potions at the same time. Allowed access to the GE on PvP worlds, and finally have developed a new RuneScape theme song.
I don't see that bit.
Yeah, it's at the bottom.
The last thing I see is Bounty Hunter worlds have been changed slightly to allow players to access the Grand Exchange area of the map for all your combat needs.
Okay. Yeah, I must have saw that in a forum post then. Hang on.
Yes, quite possibly.
But, anyways, I was going to play the theme song, but I don't know if that's necessary.
No, it's not necessary.
But it does sound quite better. It sounds more, what's the word? Remastered, I guess? I don't know. It's loading right now.
MIDI!
There we go.
MIDI.
Yeah, it's not MIDI music.
I remember the start of that. I remember way back when, before they made it so you could permanently mute the theme music when RuneScape used to load up, and there used to be a hurry to log in so you didn't have to listen to that music for too long. it used to really annoy me every time RuneScape used to load up. You used to have that music.
They should make it so you can't mute it again.
Choice. Variety is the spice of life, Shane.
I don't know. If it was up to me, everybody would have the same haircut, wear the same clothes, and we'd all
be
happier.
What a boring world that would be.
We'd all be happier.
No, they... Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Pray, people, that Shane never becomes the head of an evil organization that takes over the world.
Community management answers from the Q&A. What's the general theme of this?
The general theme is, how would I become a player mod, and what do I have to do to be one? And please, I desperately want some power, and I'm going to try and masquerade it as helping the community. So, yeah, basically the only really interesting question here is when somebody asks, will there ever be a point in time where players who express their interest in serving the community as player moderators be given a chance to show their worth? Now, if you read it as the asker intended it, will there ever be a point in time when power-hungry 12-year-olds will be able to try and lie and prove that they want to lie and say they want to serve the community in order to get that power? Apparently, I didn't realize it, but that there's an RU community focus thread, which I'm not even going to click and read because I'm sure it'll make me red-faced and rage.
Are you community-focused?
Yes and no, but I'm not going to put myself forward and say, hi Jagex, I'm community focused, please make me a player mod, because I know that, in hindsight, not hindsight, that I know that I wouldn't make a good player mod, because I'm just, when I'm playing a game like RuneScape, I, for one, don't want to be helpful, and number two, I don't want to constantly be looking out for idiots. I wouldn't it, and I don't think I'm the sort of person who'd be good at it. But I think the mere fact that they're allowing people to put themselves forward for it is an extremely bad idea, especially with the majority demographic of RuneScape. It's like, you know, if, for example, as I was saying to Shane before the show, if we, you know, if we had a topic on RSBNB where we said, if you think you'd make a good moderator, come here and tell us why. I wouldn't feel comfortable taking people on their own merits. I wouldn't want somebody who was very good at self-promotion getting into the mod team just because they've been able to say the right things and...
Isn't that you? Isn't that you? What you said before?
It's what, me?
That's how you became a mod?
No, as I was saying, if you hadn't have interrupted, I believe that Jagex should be evaluating people as potential player moderators, as they used to do before this thread. The same reason, I don't think people should big themselves up, for want of a less chavvy phrase. I think people should be judged and evaluated by the people at the top. who then decide if they're suitable or not. I think the moment you become lazy and you allow people to put themselves forward, then you run a very dangerous line, because I have no doubt the majority of 12-year-olds in RuneScape will be able to say the right things that Jagex want to hear, and that'll be enough for them. It's a stupid system. And I could witter on, but I will shut up.
Okay. The four things I look for in a player moderator are contributor to the community, a player that plays in the spirit of the game, so no scammers, blocks.
Those first two things, they're looking that you've posted on that thread and said, I want to help the RuneScape community. And number two, that you've never had any black marks against your name, or maybe only one or two for things that aren't that serious.
C, a player with a secure account.
Yeah, okay, never been hacked.
Yeah, so that rules me out. And you.
And me. I wouldn't.
D, a player who doesn't have an excessive number of offenses on their account.
Yeah, basically. Basically, never been hacked, don't have too many black marks, and you're willing to suck Jagex's That's what they're looking for in a player mod.
Account. At the moment. Then for their application, they have an account name field. Why you'd like to join the team, no more than 100 words. What kind of player are you, i.e. skiller, PK, or troll? And how you enjoy supporting the community. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea.
You should apply, see if you get picked.
That would be funny, actually. I might do that.
Yeah.
I might do that just to see if I get picked. And if I got picked, I'd do something that would make them remove me.
Do it. Do it.
I'll do it after the show. If anybody at Jagex does listen to this, however unlikely, mine would be rumbled from the start.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Andrew. Hi, Paul.
Nah, they won't. Let's just use an example, an RSPB example, Mike. Mike, who, if any don't know, is the co-owner of the site with Shane. He's a player moderator, and I believe he told me he got invited after he made a big thread on the forums about some change, some bug, or something he thought ought to be changed. And somebody at Jagex obviously saw that thread, saw that it showed initiative and that he was trying to do something good for the community and that he was, you know, basically a good person, looked into his account further, decided he was okay, and made him a player mod.
Yeah.
And that's how I think it should be. It should be based on maybe forum activities, and that should be it. It shouldn't be, tell us why you'd be a good player mod, because if I think in that sort of system, I can't imagine Mike ever putting himself forward for it, even though he is good at it.
You know what?
Somebody else he's
only had one person that, in the however long he's been at PMUD, that he's had to mute.
Yeah, I just think the point is that they should look at people and decide rather than taking people on their word.
And he's not one of those player pods, you know, who goes gung ho crazy and reports every little thing and mutes everyone.
I think he's a good example of why the way they did it before was better. Because,
yes,
you know, this way, as I said, I can't imagine him putting himself forward for it, yet he's good at it.
Yeah.
Enough ranting about the injustices of the player mod system.
Yeah. I don't want to be a PMod. Nobody try and campaign me to do it. I already get enough attention. I don't want it.
That's funny. He's like, no, no, I don't want to be a PMO. Please stop asking me. Please, you ask me. No, no. Just fool yourself. Give me a link to that thing and I'll sign up.
Okie dokie.
FYI, people, if they offer me, you know, the chance to be a player mod, then my God, is it going to be sweet.
What was the... Okay, focus. There we go. Are you community focused thread? There you go. Anyways, next up, development blog on Retro Revival. Basically, they're adjusting RS Classic to work with the current way of streaming and updates to the system. They'll be bringing back the ability to chat between a classic and a non-classic server. Also, they're going to rent out classic servers to people, because that you can have your own rule sets on, like you can enable like all sorts of like cheating and stuff like that. Which I don't know why they're doing that. It seems rather strange, you know.
Mm.
But I don't know. Depending on how much it is, RSB and me might have to rent one, you know.
Yeah.
Even though if it's less than $10 a month, we'll end up doing it. But I don't think we could afford much more.
I'm sorry, What is this again? I missed what you were
saying. About the Retro Revival, they're going to be renting out classic servers.
Oh, right. That's interesting.
Yeah, so...
What, so just people like you wanted could use
it? Yeah, that's right. I don't even know if there'd be enough of demand for it around RSPNB.
Yes. Oh, well. Possibly, you never know.
I don't know. As long as there's one that I can find to play on once in a while that's free, that'd be good, because I lost my classic ability.
I think so, I lost mine as well. Oh no, I'm sure I lost mine.
I don't know, it just looks so so simple, you know, compared to RuneScape 2. Like, note the bank even, so, I don't know.
Anyway, poll.
The poll. Or the pool, Christian, as it's called.
Live in La Vida RuneScape. I hope, you know, I hope Ricky Martin sues for his, for their infringement on his copyright.
You can't copyright a song name.
You can't yeah, of course you can. Question one. What free player skill have you spent the most time training? Cooking, crafting, fire making, fishing, magic, melee, mining, prayer, range, rune crafting, smithing, wood cutting, I don't know. Shane?
Melee is the top answer with 30% of the vote. Followed by wood cutting.
I chose fishing.
I chose wood cutting. So. Yeah, because I'm not
wood
cutting.
Your answer will be for question two.
Okay, let's take it.
That will be an interesting one. Which member skill have you spent the most time training? Agility, construction, farming, fletching, herbal, hunter, slayer, summoning, thieving. Shane is going to say agility. No, he's not.
Farming.
I probably... this is a close call for me because I have 70 agility. I have... probably fletching, actually. But I have 70 agility, 70 herbal, 70 slayer, and 66 thieving. So they're all sort of kind of bunched together. But I'd have to say... fletching, probably. That's my highest member skill.
Ugh. What's wrong with farming?
It's just not interesting.
Farming is fourth from the bottom. Last is Herblore. Second last is I don't know.
It's not letting me vote.
28% say Slayer, though. 18% fletching, 11% agility, 9% hunter. Which activities here have you spent the most of your time doing? 30% say trading non-combat skills, followed by 25% at combat skills, 14% completing quests, and 8% chatting with friends. And 1% say clan events. So, yeah, anybody out there hoping to get more clan support, this poll is really working in your favor.
Indeed it is.
PvP combat is also far from the top on that one as well. So,
where have you spent the most time in RuneScape? Asgarnia, that's Falador, Port Sarim, the Desert, Alcarid, Sophonem, Fremenic Lands, Rokhekra, Miscellanea, Issafdar in the Elflands, Kandarin, Orduin, Catherby, Karamja, Mistlin, which is Lumbridge and Varric, Mauritania, which is Kenefis and Port Fathmathith, Faith Maithith, the Wilderness, other I don't know, Kandarin for me. So where do you spend most of your time in RuneScape?
I spend most of my time in Kandarin.
That's what I said as well.
Yeah, because Catherby is my hub for farming, where I do all my super composting and stuff. So that's where, and most of the time gets spent. Where's? Oh yeah, there's. What about all the other islands other than Karamja? What do you pick for those? Like, what if someone lived on Entrena? What would you say?
Nobody goes to Entrena. There's nothing there.
Yeah, there is. There's a church. And greater demons. No?
Yeah, but nobody's going to spend a significant amount of time there, are they?
I don't know. If you Google for Live in La Vida RuneScape, there's Live in La Vida Loca RuneScape style, RSMV.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And then the third result is this RuneScape homepage. And, yeah. And then the fifth result is in French. You like French, Brad?
No, I hate French.
Oh, that's too bad. Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates. We got an audio question this week from Regnanth.
Hey Shane and Brad, what's the music that plays at the beginning and end of each episode? Is it something you found on the internet or something you wrote? Keep up the great show. Regnant.
Okay. So?
Davo did it?
Yeah, that's right.
Davo 338 on RuneScape, Davo on the forums.
Yeah, and it's it was composed for us. Specifically, the original or the closing music is a remix of our last closeout music, and then the opening music is something new.
It was for episode 200.
Yeah, it was. So I'm still not sure if we're gonna put a copy of those out publicly, you know, because I don't know. It's a question of do we do that and then have somebody else try and pass that up as our show music and use it, because it is sort of like a signature of RSBNB update, you know? That's the only place
keep
you hear
private.
It. So that's sort of the benefit of why we like to keep it private, is because when you hear it, you know it's RSBNB update. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that was a simple one. Next one.
Next question. What do you think of this, Love Earth? And it's a link to a dig story where Obama, in an interview, called Kanye, well, he didn't realize it would be broadcast, I think he called Kanye West a jackass for what Kanye West did at the VMA Awards.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I agree with Obama.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, that guy had no reason to do that, you know? Like,
it has given us a lot of humor. What
yeah, it's a new meme, you know?
Yeah, that's, it's, in that way it was worth it. But yeah, Kanye West a jackass. Good on Obama for saying it.
Yeah.
Kanye West doesn't. No, Obama doesn't care about black people.
Oh yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
No, it's just a piss take, because during the whole Hurricane Katrina thing, Kanye West went on that aid thing, didn't he? And he said off script. Well, he wasn't supposed to say it, but he said George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh,
that's what it was. Well done for missing it.
Well, yeah, at least basically for anybody who doesn't know, what Kanye did is at the VMA Awards, he said that somebody else, I forget who he said.
Taylor Swift got an award. Taylor Swift got an award for best music video or something, and Kanye West stormed up on the stage, said something like, "I'm sorry, I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had the best video of all time," or something like that.
Yeah, is he related to Beyonce in some way?
No, he probably just wanted her to win.
Okay. Yeah. People that do that can't stand me like that. But here's another way of looking at it.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
I'm going
to
let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
It's not true.
Yeah. I love the timing of that, how you just get Obama going. It's not true.
Yeah. Okay.
And of course, all these images have popped up, like, because Patrick Swayze died the other day, kind of sick, but I'm sorry, Patrick, I'm going to let you finish, but Michael Jackson had one of the best deaths of all time.
No, I disagree with that.
It's not funny. But there's one which is quite good with a picture of Neil Armstrong. I'm about to step on the moon. And Kanye West going, "I'm sorry, Neil, I'm going to let you finish, but the Russians had one of the best space programs of all time." I like that one. That was quite good.
Yeah.
Anyway, talking about pop culture makes this sound outdated.
Yeah. In reality, we just like focusing on what interests us, and we're not really that all into pop culture, you know? But thank
well,
you.
Well, I am more than Earth. You, but even I not that much. Anyway, next question. How many hours do you study or do homework per week? Do you find this activity fun? Thanks, Power Crazy.
Well, you don't do homework, Brad.
Oh, but you, when I did?
Yeah.
I used to get quite a lot of homework because, of course, I was home-taught for much of this education. So I used to have, like, probably maybe 2 to 3 hours a night.
Okay.
Probably it's a great deal.
Okay. On all days except Thursdays and Fridays and Saturday, I probably do between 90 minutes and 2 hours. Saturday is typically a day off, but Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, those are slightly less, maybe at most 90 minutes those days, so
that's not that much.
No.
Does it increase when you have exams, you know, around the time?
It depends on how you work it. If you keep up with everything during the coming up before, it's fairly uniform, but if you don't, it does increase, you know? But keep in mind, though, that I'm wrapping up, and I'm not running a full schedule right now. I'm only running 3 classes this term, 3 classes next term, and 2 classes the following term. So if I was running a full 5-5 term, a full 5-5 year, it would be significantly more.
Okay.
Like, there'd be some days, like 2 years ago, for example, where I'd get up and I'd spend a good 8 hours total working on between 2 different computer science classes, working on various projects for them. And then the next day or whatever, I'd end up doing another 2 to 3 hours of calculus. So
good for you. Would you want a medal?
Yeah, please.
Next question. Do you ever find yourself watching kids' TV shows without even realizing it? That question is from Schwa. Much love. Thank you. Much love to you as well, sir. In a strictly platonic sense. I don't watch a great deal of TV, so no. I'm not one of these people who just, you know, flicks through the TV, like seeing what's on. So no, I don't.
Yeah, I don't watch kids' shows. I don't know how you could accidentally do that. Because
same watches Hannah Montana.
No. That has to be the most annoying thing since, I don't know.
So you watched it then?
Well, no, I've seen it, but
so how did you know it's annoying?
Because my sister used to watch it.
Oh, your sister's sad.
Oh,
she doesn't like me, so I have nothing to lose. She's sad. Shane's sister is sad.
But no, the state of TV is really crappy. Basically, all I watch is the news, a few Discovery Channel shows, my Star Trek, and my Amazing Race.
Amazing Grace?
Amazing Race.
Is that a religious show, Shane?
Amazing Race.
Amazing Race.
Okay.
Anyway.
You done?
So, no, not really. I don't really watch. I'm sort of like Shane. I watch the news. I watch Newsnight. I watch Dispatches. I watch Panorama, which are all sort of political-esque shows here.
But you know,
and occasionally when it's on, I watch Have I Got News For You, which is my favorite show. And occasionally films. If there's films I know that's going to be on TV, I'll watch them.
You watch any Star Trek recently?
No.
Oh. You know what's great fun? Watching Fox News.
We don't have that here, unfortunately. But
it's just funny to laugh at sometimes, you know?
I'm sorry, but, you know, when it's crazy right-wingers claiming that Obama's a Muslim socialist terrorist...
I know, that's why it's funny.
It's not funny to me. It's actually quite scary that people can't actually be that out of touch with reality.
I don't know, it's good for a good laugh.
I think that's why I like this country, because in this country, when people know jack all about politics, they just say that. They don't care. They're apathetic. They know nothing about politics, and they will happily admit that. But in America, all these crazy right-wing nuts know nothing about politics besides what Glenn Beck or Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity, the Manatee, tells them. And they think they can have informed political opinions.
I don't know. One more thing before I move on. I just want to say that we're fairly conservative here in the house, me and my dad especially.
Your dad was liberal.
No, not really. He's more of a, if you were to plot him, he'd be authoritarian left, sort of. But anyways, we were both watching O'Reilly during the moon landing thing, and we were just laughing because the way he was going on about it, asking an astronaut if it was possibly faked. So,
yeah, I think the trouble is most of these far-right lunatics are just not conservatives. They're just nutjobs.
Yeah, but kids' shows? No, not really.
There was a really funny thing on The Daily Show the other night. They had, I think it was their first show back since from their hiatus, and they actually had a few clips from Fox News and from Sean Hannity's show where he was saying that he was condemning all the people who were portraying President Bush as a terrorist and as Hitler. And then they had footage of the Tea Party that went on in Washington, hosted by, what was it, organized by Glenn Beck, and a lot of people holding up Obama as Hitler signs, and Sean Hannity thinking that was just fine. That's the trouble with the right. I mean, if a Republican was to win in 2012, which there's a good chance of, I will admit now, they'll go straight back to how they were when Bush was in power. Like, anybody who dares to criticize him is, or her, is unpatriotic. Whereas now, there could be a female Republican. Well, Palin's not going to happen, is it? Basically, if there's a Republican president, anybody who so much as criticizes them is unpatriotic and a traitor and, you know, the Rebel Alliance must be killed. And, you know, if it's a Democratic president, you know, then, you know, we have to criticize them and we have to use us, you know, our rights as Americans and all this bullshit.
They still got...
If I could nuke one place in the world, I'd nuke America just because I know I'd take out Hannity, O'Reilly, Ann Coulter, and all those people in one go.
They still got that site, PalinAsPresident.com.
Oh my god, I remember you used to play loads of bloody sounds off that.
Anyways.
But basically, yeah, Fox News is bad, and if you disagree with me, try forming your own opinions rather than just believing what your parents tell you.
Okay, thank you, Schwa. We sure went quite a way on that one.
Dear Brad, shame, and any other guests who Shane never tells us about. Do you have any projects for RSPB that you can shed light on? Also, do you think you could... Okay.
No. No.
Okay, so there's no... So there are projects, but none you can shed light on.
Yeah.
Ooh, like the Twilight Zone. Anyway, also, do you think you could do another show where you debate current events and bring some members of the mod team on the show? Those two questions are from Marco. Usually we do the Uncorked shows, as they're called, at the end of the year. So possibly there could be one coming up.
But we've run out of issues. We beat them all to death.
Yeah, probably. But I'm sure there's some new stuff we could discuss.
Yeah.
I need to find somebody who's like, you know, watches Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, and Fox News every day and treats it like the holy gospel. I think we need to get somebody like that on just so we can cut them to shreds. Because it's hard. It's hard criticizing something when you just have the idea of it or things they've said. When you have it right there in front of you, it's much easier. Anyway.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
What was that?
A cough drop.
Oh, right. Do you want me to take the next question? Or
yes, please.
Oh, thank you. Shane and Brad, were you ever bullied as a kid and how did you deal with it? No, I was never bullied as a child.
Really?
No, I was never bullied.
Really?
Were you bullied?
Yeah, a bit.
Who by? Naughty liberals? Damn left wings.
No, I don't know. Probably not. I don't know who they were. It's like back in elementary school, you know? And then...
I don't remember being bullied. I mean...
There used to be a few people that would annoy me, like, just for the hell of it, you know? But...
Yeah. I do that, Shane. That doesn't mean I bully you.
No, I mean, like, annoy in like, a hurting way, you know? Like,
oh, so, I see, right.
Yeah. We had several meetings at the school with these certain
how
people,
did you,
you
do?
Know?
How did you deal with it, then?
Oh, well, we had meetings at the school, you know? And then this one kid thought my dad was going to, like, beat him up or something and run him
so
over with the car, I mean. Yeah,
he thought he
was going to get run over by the car.
Your dad's a thug, basically.
No, he wasn't going to run him over, though. He was just following him.
In his car?
Yeah.
That's very...
Well, the kid was walking home.
That's very aggressive behavior from your father.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, yeah. That kind of stuff does sort of happen sometimes, but anyways, moving on.
Also, when did you... first start playing RuneScape and what kept you playing? For me, it's the aspect of playing with so many different people. I started, I believe it was late summer 2004.
Aww, that's 5 years ago.
5 years ago, yeah, wow.
You would have been 13. Back when you were uncorrupted.
What, you mean I was a conservative?
Yeah.
Well, I was more right-wing than I am now.
Yeah, more right-wing than me.
I grew up. I wasn't more right-wing than you. Screw off.
You were. You had a membership for the UK Conservative Party.
I still have a membership for the UK Conservative Party. It doesn't mean I'm right-wing. They're not terribly right anyway. They're more like centre-right.
Okay.
Anyway.
For me, it was the people around me and the idea of getting 99 farming eventually.
But you started playing long before that.
I know, but even before then, it was just a matter of raising my skills up, you know, to become, because I was fairly a noob back then, you know.
Yeah, I think, well, obviously I haven't played concurrent, you know, I haven't played continuously for those 5 years. I've, you know, gone and came back and gone and came back and gone and came back. I think it's just sort of the aspect of raising skills and completing goals.
Yeah.
That's the thing that keeps you playing any MMORPG. There is no winning, there's just fulfilling goals and achievements and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those two questions were from Italy for Life. Thank you for the questions. Hey, Brad and Shane. Yes, that is the order it should be. Thank you very much. Shane, would you ever look at men's magazines such as Playboy, FHM, or Maxim?
No, my opinion that those kind of things should be illegal.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Anything that depicts anything in the sexual nature that's sold like that should be illegal.
So you think pornography should be illegal?
Yeah, yeah. Any
Why, that's
pornographic
how,
material that, and stuff should be illegal, yeah.
That's how right-wing he is, people. He believes pornography should be illegal. Okay, so he's answered that question. No, he thinks they should be illegal. What do you guys think about the Star Wars movies? Okay, I think they're the best films ever made, and Shane would agree with me.
No, I think that they're a pop culture-ified version of Star Trek because they felt Star Trek was too intellectual for the general population at the time.
Rubbish. Star Trek's not intellectual.
Yes, it is if you think about it and watch the show.
Think about it and watch the show.
Yes.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, you're just saying it's
because there was no... It's because there was no, like, individual... Like, there is no action keeping people in with Star Trek. Star Trek isn't about the action. It's about the storytelling and the solving of problems.
It's about how terrible it is.
No! Like, God, where's Mushroom Queen when I need her? And Paul and... like, yeah, those two people know what I'm talking about.
So, yes, we've heard Shane's opinion, and we know that Shane's opinion is worthless. And the Aragorn book series, I think both very good. I've heard of it, but I've never read it. So.
Same.
Yeah. We can't really give an opinion on something we don't know about. Yeah. Those three questions were from Refugee522. Hey there, Brad and Shane. Brad, what kept you RSPNB rather than going to other sites such as RSE, Draenor, Zybex, etc.? What kept me here? Well, I don't know why
me.
I went to RSPNB rather than... No. I don't know what drew me to RSPNB rather than any other fan site in the first place.
It's because Mike and I, we take care of our staff like they're our children.
Shane's like the abusive father, then.
No.
What kept me at the site? I don't know. It's not like I, you know, go to other sites. Well, one, I think we've made our feelings about Draenor clear last week's show. I'm not going to rehash that. But I don't like their site. Zybez, I was never really a fan of. I used to browse RuneScape community, as it was known, the forums. But I never really wanted to post there because I just didn't feel at home there. RSC, what the hell's that?
RuneScape Escape, where that guy came from. The
what
Cap guy? UDS Cap.
Oh, him. Yeah. I wasn't aware of that, so I wouldn't know. But basically, there was just no other forum community that was RuneScape related that I would ever want to be really wanted to be a part of.
Okay.
And this is for Shane. Shane, how often do you visit Edmonton Mall, and what do you think is the biggest attraction that brings tourists there?
I don't go that often because it's really quite stressful, I find, going there.
Does anybody in your family go there often?
Oh yeah, my mom and sister go there every day to walk and get basically like newspapers and basically stock.
So you
up
live
on
close to it
things.
Then?
Yeah, very close. About 6 to 7 minutes away by car.
So they drive there and then walk?
Yeah.
Why don't they just walk there?
Because it's too far to walk.
Oh, rubbish. How far is it? Like 2 miles?
No, 3, 4, maybe.
Still not too far to walk.
Yeah, but still, if you're carrying all sorts of bags home, you know, like they buy our stuff there, like our toilet paper and everything. So.
Oh, yes, I hear toilet paper is tremendously heavy.
Awkward. If you buy, like, the big bags, you know, but... actually, I went there last Saturday to the Apple store to get a new battery for the computer. That's the last time I was there. But biggest attraction that brings tourists? Oh, I don't know. Just the fact that it's been marketed as the biggest mall in the world, even though it's, what, second now next to Mall of the Emirates, I guess? So, I don't know.
To go to Edmonton.
Why?
Because it sucks.
You should bring Marie here. It's good shopping. We have lots of exclusive stores to Canada now.
What? The only store in the world is there?
No, the only ones in Canada.
Oh, well, so there's... I'd rather go to London.
Oh. No, well, they're American stores you probably don't have.
Yeah, and I don't really want them because I'm British.
And she'd like to go there because they're expensive stores and she could spend your money.
No, she couldn't.
Well, you'd buy it.
Try.
You'd buy stuff for her, right?
Yeah, up to a limit, Shane. I don't have endless pockets.
Okay, what was the last thing you bought for her?
Do you mean there wasn't a... Well,
that wasn't a present. That wasn't a present. That you were out. That you were out and said, "Hey, I'll buy this for you."
This kind of is a present, though. If you buy something.
Okay, then what was it?
Okay, it was. Let me think. Last thing. What do you mean, like sizable?
Yeah.
Okay. What, like an item?
Yeah.
About 3 weeks ago, there was this coat she wanted, and I bought it because I was in a good mood.
Okay, how much was it?
It's a bit of a personal question.
How much was it?
It was £120.
Okay, that's not that bad. That's a heavy coat.
What?
That's a heavy coat.
It wasn't heavy, actually.
Oh, you're missing my joke. £120?
£120, though, yeah, that's so funny, Shane.
But the biggest attraction, I don't know, we have the amusement park there called Galaxyland, which is once called Fantasyland, with the biggest indoor roller coaster in North America, I think.
Why is there an amusement? Why is there a roller coaster park in a mall?
I don't know, it just is. There's all sorts of other rides in there, too. It's basically a full-fledged amusement park. There's also the water park. Movie theaters. Nightclubs. There's a casino. There's a hotel. Yeah. But, I don't know.
Anyway.
It's nice to kind of know that Brad could just come and stay there and then I could go visit him. But those questions were from Brendan.
Thank you for the questions. Dear Brad is awesome. Thank you. And Shane, have either of you two had a girl try to hit on you or try to impress you? If so, how do you handle the situation? Keep up the great show from Dark in Sea. Please, Shane, I'm loving this question. Answer it.
No.
Never?
No.
You think it's possible there might have been occasions, but you just weren't aware of it?
Oh, maybe, but... Still,
no, I don't think that's likely.
I don't think that's the kind of thing that's appropriate to be doing, you know?
Well, why?
In public, you know? I don't know.
So, I think you're missing the point of what that actually is. How are you supposed to know somebody likes you if they never do anything like that in public?
Well, no, I mean, like, just, like, I'm trying to see as this as though it was sort of going over the top, maybe. Like, I think the top is a little too much, but, yeah. What about you?
There have been times, but I'm extremely... I have to preface this by saying I'm extremely... Well, I'll say retarded in regards to being aware of it, because... I'm not sure whether it's my extreme lack of self-esteem or what it is, but I have no... If a girl ever acted like that towards me, I would assume she had ulterior motives and she didn't really like me. She was just trying to get something. Whenever it has happened or whenever it does happen, I just become immediately very suspicious and usually act like an asshole.
Okay. Yeah, so there's nothing really interesting here from us, I don't think.
Yeah, I've got no amusing stories or anything.
Yeah, we're fairly normal in that respect.
Any amusing stories I can tell on this podcast?
Oh, come on. You say that. Okay, what's amusing then?
I was just trying to make you believe I had some X-rated story and you think terribly of me.
Okay, after the show.
No, I have none. I was just trying to make you wind you up.
Thank you, Darken. See? I don't know. We could have... I don't think... No, nothing really that big for me, I don't think. But
nothing that big.
Yeah. Next.
Next part. Next question. That question was from Darken C, as I said. Hey, Shane and Brad. Shane, talk a little bit more about your major. Both my brothers have gone away for college, and I'm thinking what I'm going to do with my life. I love computers and other kinds of techie stuff. Is there any type of classes I should be taking now that would prepare for major in a field like this?
Well, answer the major is computer science, as you probably know. Basically, to prepare for that, you should take lots of math classes and do very well in math. Like, for instance, if you have access to AP calculus courses, take them. Take them all. If you have access to AP computer science, take those too, because it is a highly math-based field. And if you're not good at math, it'll be significantly harder for you. But it's not just typing code into computers that is what computer science is. It's also the idea of how a computer works and how we use it to accomplish these tasks. For instance, you'll have classes based on designing algorithms, like what's the best way to sort a list of 100 numbers that are randomly generated, you know? What's the best way to sort a list of numbers that has a 90% chance of already being in sorted order? There's a different answer for that one than the first question I posed. What's the best way to search for a string in a big substring? You'll discuss things like that. You also discuss things like hardware architecture. What exactly goes into a standard x86 CPU that all our computers run? You'll also go into more specialized things such as database design and software engineering, like the process needed to make software. So once you're in it, if it's something that you like, you're going to kind of pick one or two of these areas and take your courses in those areas. There's also courses on AI, how to write operating systems. So it's quite extensive, but if you're good at math, it'll be a lot easier for you. I don't know. I think that's all I have to say. If there's anything else you want to know, I'll send you to an Informer link at informer.rsbmp.com, seeing as I wrote an article last year called What is Computer Science? And you can take a read through that. And then if there's any more questions, you can post them in a PM or in a future questions topic.
Brad, have you gone to any good concerts lately? And what's one of the... Brad, have you been to any good concerts lately? And what's one of your favorite songs that's come out recently? Mine's Terminal Boredom by The Cute Leppers.
What kind of name is that? Cute Leppers?
Lots of bands have weird names. No, I've not been to a concert in a while. I think the last one I went to was late last year, and that was... No, sorry, not. It was earlier this year. It was March when I went to see Rise Against in Bristol. That was quite a long time ago, really. Favorite song out at the moment? I don't know. I've not really listened to any sort of any songs that have been out recently, so I can't really give an answer to that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Boring. Yeah. Brad's having a boring week. No one's hit on him, and he's not gone to any concerts.
Hey! That was quite funny for you.
Thank you. That was from Waffle350. I'll take the last one. Hi, Brad and Shane. In order of the awesomeness based on hair length, how often do you guys shave? Do you use any shaving cream or something similar? I shave fortnightly and use olive oil. It really helps against pimples. That's from Numbers, a.k.a. 99887.
How often do you shave then?
Well, It depends, really. If I'm not going out, I could last up to 4 to 5 days, but if not, probably every 2 to 3.
Yeah, I'm sort of the same, really. I can probably... I mean, let me think. When did I shave? I shaved Tuesday night, and already my hair is probably like a centimeter, 2 centimeters long, which I hate. It's really difficult because if you have sort of like a tiny mustache, which is like barely long, you look like a douchebag. And I hate that. But generally, I'm sort of like Shane. If I have to go out, I will shave in the morning. If I don't go out, then I usually don't shave. But I probably can't go more than 3 days without shaving, without it looking utterly ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just use standard shaving gels to shave.
Yeah, same.
I use a straight razor. I hate electric razors.
Okay.
And what do you use, Shane?
What?
Straight razor or an electric razor?
What do you mean straight?
Do you just like a straight-up razor, not
an electric? Oh, yeah, straight. Straight, yeah, regular. I thought you meant like an old-fashioned one, you know? Like that's like just a regular blade?
No, I don't just get a knife from the kitchen.
Okay, just checking.
And I slipped my throat.
I don't know. That, don't do that.
Yeah, well, if don't I just use a knife, I probably would. Which most people
well,
would.
No, just like a blade, you know? But olive oil? Have you ever heard of olive oil?
Yeah, I have heard of olive oil, Shane. Have you not?
No, I mean in this context.
I know olive oil was good for your skin, but I didn't necessarily thought that meant by rubbing it onto your skin.
Yeah, that's a rather weird solution, but if it works for you, I won't tell you to use something else, so... Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's sort of like the thing that goes on. Like, some people in the community will have their own solutions for this. Others, it won't be a problem yet. Others will have got it down pat, like us, you know?
I remember reading something a long time ago saying you could have, like, laser treatment on your skin, which stops the hair from growing.
Oh, I'd do that. Like,
I so would as well.
It's like such a nuisance, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, well. You know, they say people who have mustaches have something to hide.
My father's growing a mustache at the moment for charity. Oh.
What does he have to hide?
I don't know what he has to hide.
Go ask him. Go ask him.
No, I'm not going to just go in there and go, Dad, what have you got to hide? He'd probably go, what? That's an incendiary question. Anyway, question. Remember to send in audio questions, people. If you send in an audio question, you're guaranteed to get on, unless it's, you know...
Unless it doesn't work when I get it.
Or unless it's, you know, really nasty, like, Shane, why are you such a homosexual?
Or if it's bad audio quality. So they can go to questions@rsbnb.com. Waiver MP3 is preferred under 30 seconds in length. Thank you all. Nice selection of questions this week, you know, ranging from our love for kids' shows all the way to whether or not we use olive oil on our face.
And Fox News.
Yes.
Always got to have Fox News in the middle.
Yes, phone noise. Tech news. Google Chrome version 3. You use Google Chrome? Death. Why? What's wrong with Google Chrome? It's a good browser.
When it was first out, but then I just lost interest.
Why?
Didn't maintain it. Firefox suits me fine.
Okay. They've made enhancements to the Omnibar, or URL bar, as they called it, so it's more, it gives you more information about the site you're on, kind of like Firefox's does if you're heading to a secure site or something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They updated the JavaScript engine again. It's 150% faster, they say, than the original Chrome, and they redesigned the tab launch page, so when you open it up, you'll get a, it's kind of like the Opera speed dial thing, so you'll get an entirely new system for that.
And why did they pick the name Chrome?
It's because it's the bare minimum that the OS runs on, and that's what the display is called, you know, like the user interface kind of aspects of it. It's called Chrome. Like, for instance, the Chrome of your Firefox window includes the buttons and the background of the buttons and everything.
I see.
Why they call it the Chrome, basically.
Thanks. I learned something.
It's just the Chrome of the browser. So, Like, there's a style sheet in Firefox called userchrome.css that you can edit to control how your browser looks and stuff.
But, thank you. I learned
something. Yeah. And they have a new theme system. So you can customize how it looks now.
Chrome.
So, no Mac version yet, but I don't know. Who really needs a Mac version when we got Safari on the Mac, which is pretty much the same thing. But there are a few little ifs with Safari, so I might go to Chrome when that comes out. Because, in my view, WebKit is the engine that Google Chrome and Safari uses is a lot superior than Gecko, which is what Firefox uses. I just feel it's faster and renders better. But that's a topic for another show entirely. So check out Google Chrome version 3. Next up, the Zune HD was released on Tuesday.
Is this going to be your chance to have a bitch at people who hate the Zune?
Oh, maybe. Basically, it's going to have applications. They got the basic ones like calculator and weather and stuff like that. Applications will be developed by Microsoft closely with partners for now. And then
so this is their sort of attempted competition with the iPhone?
Yeah, with the iPod Touch. Not,
yeah, with the sort of application. Yeah.
But there's sort of the iPod Touch for the base version is still cheaper at 8 gigabytes, $199, but there's no 8-gigabyte Zune, so I think the 16-gigabyte Zune is cheaper than the 16-gigabyte iPod Touch.
What's that noise I can hear?
That's the freezer making noises.
It's not that person you have in there trying to escape, is it?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Hang on. I'm trying to find the Amazon listing for the Zune here.
Shane, let that person out of the freezer.
Yeah. Hang on. Let's see, Zune HD on Amazon.
I just want a messed up freezer.
Zune HD on Amazon.com, 16 gigabytes, $219.97, $289.97 for the 32 gigabyte version. Now, if we go to the Apple iPod Touch, let's see, we know the 8 gigabyte version is $199. They could just show prices. Here we go. 32 gigabytes is $299. So $10 more than the 32 gigabyte Zune. And the 64 gigabyte is $399. So there's no 16 gigabyte iPod Touch, but the Zune is sort of in between of the two. So it's price is an issue. It's pretty much open now. You can find... Huh?
Basically, this is a move by Microsoft to try and sort of overtake the iPod Touch.
Yeah, it plays MP3s, it plays Windows Media Audio and Video, and of course it plays H.264 Video, which is Apple's format. It also plays Apple's AAC format, which is good. So seeing as though the iTunes music files are now DRM-free, you can use those with the Zune, which is good if you think about it, you know? And very for anybody good. Who doesn't know, the Zune is basically has a 3.3-inch screen with a 16:9 aspect ratio and multi-touch web browser. So it is pretty much competitor to the iPod Touch. And as we said, no third-party SDK yet for the developers. But, you know, there's something funny about this is there's all these people out there, you know, who will automatically slam the Zune for it being from Microsoft and everything, when really they haven't tried it yet, and it looks promising, you know, but they're just saying that they don't like the Zune because it's the Zune, you know, and they like their iPod, which I don't know. I think
which is exactly what you do with PCs.
I think it's really stupid that they do that.
I think it's stupid that you automatically write off PCs just because they're Microsoft.
No, I don't. I don't do that. I'm using Windows right now.
No.
Seriously.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know. If you're one of those people who says that the Zune is silly, stupid, fail, whatever, just because it's from Microsoft, then I think you really should keep your comments to yourself until you buy one or realize what Apple's been doing recently with the developer environment on the iPod Touch. So, that's just my little note for this week.
Shane told you.
Because it's just so annoying to see this, you know? But I don't know. They're two platforms. You pick which platform you like, and you use it. Don't slam the other platform, even if you don't have it yet. Just stick with the platform you own. You know?
Like, yeah, Mac sucks.
Like, if you're in the iPod Touch camp, just stick with your iPod Touch and let the Zune people be. If you're a Zune person, let the iPod Touch people be. That's basically what I'm trying to get across.
Sound like you're sort of talking about the Israel-Palestine conflict.
How so?
Just live in peace. Leave each other alone. Just live in peace.
I don't know. There'll be a link in the notes to specifications and a review of the Zune HD.
Okay, the Zunes can have the Gaza Strip and the iPods political humor.
Why did the iPods have to have the... Why? How come the Zune gets the Gaza Strip?
Because I said so. It doesn't have to make sense.
Oh,
have to have any basis in reality.
Shane. It should, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I forgot your whole diatribe last week of everything must have a purpose.
Yes.
So what's the purpose of you?
I don't know. The purpose of me is to say we're going to be moving on to Skill of the Month right now, which is still fishing.
That was a nice link. Is that guy still winning Skill of the Month?
Well, his XP has gone down. It's not what it was before. He's currently got 4.7 million XP.
He must have had like a fortnight off or something, because he was...
Adaron Cronon, 4.7.
Insane.
Ryan, 1.2 million. Fresh Fob, 1.093 million.
So it's game over, really, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Unless somebody wants to step up and get 3 million fishing experience without him gaining anything in the next, you know, 13 days.
Yeah, game over. Good luck, but... And there's still a few people who haven't got any experience. So if you go to rsbnb.com/skotm and you see you haven't got any experience, please get at least one fishing experience. Make me greatly happy. I don't know. It just makes me happy when everybody who signs up gets at least one experience point.
How can they get one experience?
I don't know. Fish a shrimp or anchovy.
Shrimp is 15 anchovies.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, 15 then. You know what I mean.
I'm not sure of the
exact. Should know that. You have 99 fishing.
Oh, okay. So how much XP does growing cabbage give?
I don't know.
Hey, you should know that. You have 99 farming.
That's funny.
You sound like Kermit the Frog when you laugh.
Oh, so I sound like Stefan Dion too, then?
Just because you have a croaky voice.
Okay.
Stefan Dion is my hero.
So what are we still running?
What are we still running?
Yeah.
Running from what?
What are we still running?
What do you want about?
The next point?
Oh, Informer applications. Yeah. If you want to write about PvP or the RuneScape economy, then look at the forums, because we really need you.
Please. Yeah.
We should do a recruiting poster with a picture of me, you know, in that Lord, what's his name? Lord something pose where he says, you know, your RSBNB needs you.
Okay, you take the picture, I'll do it in Photoshop.
Okay.
But yeah, we really do...
I think we all know that's never going to happen.
Yeah, sadly. We really do want to fill these two positions.
If you have an interest in PvP and you know, PK and all this stuff, then you have decent writing skills and you have your finger on the pulse of the PvP community, then we really need you.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to be some financial investor that tells us how to invest our money in, like, stockbroker or something, you know? We're not looking for that kind
of... I think that's probably less... I think the PvP position is sort of stringent upon you, you know, doing PvP regularly, whereas the economy one, as long as you're willing to, you know, keep up to date with the Grand Exchange, you know, check for trends and prices going up and down and stuff like that, and you're willing to put the work in, then it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. We're not looking for somebody that can go in and draw like pivot tables about what's been happening in the economy and why the price ceiling is this and why the demand
for
this one item is this and how it intersects and creates a new equilibrium, thus driving down the market price. No, we're not interested in that. It would be nice, but we don't want that. Come to our events. We got a nice little selection going on here. the Xbox one has been updated to be sort of more like where we post a list of games and then the people vote on them to see which game is going to happen, sort of like Mini Games Galore and Boss Takedown. So check those out at forums.rsbnb.com. You can see all the events on the bottom of the forums. Just make sure your time zone is set correctly.
Yay.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to have a pick for you right now. So
Pick.
Okay. This is a game that I've sort of rediscovered.
Game you've rediscovered?
Yeah.
RuneScape?
No. It was a game that finished back in April, but rediscovered it again recently, so I figured I'd make it as my pick in case some of you guys who have an Xbox haven't played it before.
I haven't looked it on the wiki. Let's guess what it is.
Okay.
Let me ask you some questions. Is it Star Trek related?
No.
Is it an FPS?
No.
Is it an RPG?
No.
Was it a present?
Yes.
Oh, Saints Row 2. Mike got you Saints Row 2 for Christmas or your birthday.
There you go.
Yay, I win.
That's the pick this week because we've been finishing that game up, so I don't know. It's good fun, you know, even if you're
I got very close to the end of that game, but I don't think I actually finished it up.
What percentage?
I think I was... I remember in the storyline I cleared out all the gang areas.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's more after that.
I know there is. I just...
Yeah.
Haven't been bothered to do it.
We're at 100%.
What, you and Mike?
Yeah, so...
And did you like online co-op or something?
Yeah. So, I don't know. If you have an Xbox and you've never played it before, I suggest you check it out. But one word of warning, it does carry a rated M rating, so if you're under 17, make sure you have your parents' consent before you play.
You have to be 18 here. Have an 18 rating.
Oh, okay. Did you get your dad's consent then, seeing as you were 17 when it came out?
No, you can't even play it with consent.
Oh.
Just you have to be over 18.
That's good. That's good. It needs to be like that here. Here you just need to have permission to buy the game, and then you can play it.
So, what, like written permission or what?
Well, you need your parents with you, you know, when you buy the game. Yeah.
I remember I got my mum to buy me, this was a long time ago, one of the Grand Theft Auto games when they came out. I think it might have been Grand Theft Auto 3. When I was like 12 or 11.
Oh, God, that's bad.
10,
that's bad.
It didn't influence me badly.
It's bad.
It's terrible. People not adhering to the rules, Shane.
Yeah, especially when it comes to these sorts of things, you know? Because there are questionable things in the game,
killing,
you know?
Thieving.
No, it's not that. It's not that.
Yeah, GTA 4 is really bad because you can drink and drive. And you can be on the phone while you're driving and drunk. Oh my God, it's terrible. Anyway, Shane's pick. It's okay. It's a little more wacky than GTA, which I sort of prefer the realness of GTA. But...
Yeah, I played Grand Theft Auto for a bit before, and I have to agree with you there. But Saints Row is fun.
So you're
too.
Saying you didn't like Mike's present. That's nice.
No, I like it. No.
Shane, you're a terribly cold-hearted person. Picking up hookers in Saints Row, that's bad. Yeah, you can do that in most GTA games as well. Anyway, what have we been doing? No wimping out, Brad. Nothing.
Come on, you have to be more specific than that.
I've been doing things, that's more specific.
Okay, you took a train ride on Monday, where'd you go?
Because I told Shane I was on the train, because when I was on the train I saw an old couple, and the woman looked like an elderly Margaret Thatcher, and the man looked like Ronald Reagan, which I thought was really spooky. And if Ronald Reagan wasn't dead, I would have assumed it was them, apart from the fact they'd never be in, you know, regular class on a train from somewhere to somewhere.
Okay, where were you going?
I'm not at liberty to divulge that information.
Margaret Thatcher still alive?
Yeah, she's still alive.
Okay.
You didn't... You thought she was dead?
Yeah.
Why did you think she was dead?
I don't know.
He's still alive.
Okay. So what have you been doing besides that?
I've been alive, much like Margaret Thatcher, unlike Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
I've been breathing, much like Margaret Thatcher, unlike Ronald Reagan.
Okay. Okay, so what were you doing on the train? Did you have any problems, like last week?
Last week? What do you mean, problem?
With the bag?
No, everything was fine.
Okay, and where did your train depart from?
It departed... Where do you think it departed from? Where do I live? Near.
Gloucester?
Yeah, and where do you think it was going to?
Birmingham?
No.
London?
Yes.
Okay, well, what's in London?
Lots of things are in London.
Okay, well, what were you going to see?
Many things.
Oh, jeez.
It was like a shopping sightseeing.
Okay. Come on, there's nothing to be embarrassed about with that.
I'm not embarrassed, I just enjoy playing with you.
Okay.
Not in that way, you pervert.
I never thought anything like that.
Anyway, what have you been doing, Shane? No wimping out, Brad.
I've been recovering, as you can probably hear.
Shane's sick.
It's a real stretch to do the show this week. I've muted myself 4 times so far to cough.
The first time he coughed, I got to hear it, though, and it was... You know, lovely, really, like, lovely, juicy coughing.
Okay, you sound like a cat.
That's how you sounded, Shane.
Really? Maybe you're the RSBNB cat.
Maybe you are, Shane.
I don't think so, but... Aside from that, I got 94 agility.
Still got 99? Not got 99, I mean.
No, but I said...
I'm not going to let you rest until you get that.
I set an objective to get 99.
Yay!
So, yeah, that's probably about it, I think. But I think it's time we wrap this show up. So, with that being said, it's been RSBNB Update 222 with Brad.
Goodbye, everybody.
And Shane. See you next week, everybody.